Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. So the last video we did, it was about NBA Youngboy, right? And I had a couple people who was like, yo, since you did a video about NBA Youngboy, you gotta do Playboi Carti. So I said, cool. Now, I've talked briefly about Playboi Carti on this channel before, because he's done a lot of questionable stuff, but I think it's definitely time we go ahead and do a full deep dive into Playboi Carti and just expose everything about his entire movement, right? Now, first thing first, I want y'all to get a good load of this picture right here. This is the original Playboi Carti. This was when he first dropped Magnolia, I think. You know, this was like the College Park, South Side of Atlanta Playboi Carti right here. You know, regular dreads, wasn't on all the vampire, devil worshiping nonsense, craziness, zest, whatever he's on now. He wasn't on all this stuff back then. You know, you could tell he wasn't. You know, I can show you a couple more pictures just so we could get a real look at who he was. It's kind of like how Rihanna, when she first started, you know, super innocent looking island girl and then turned completely dark. Carti kind of did the same thing. People say he found his image and he likes to blend rock and metal with hip-hop and all that good stuff, but that's nonsense. That's nonsense. But we're gonna go deeper into it. Also talk a little bit about the little beef he had with, you know, the activists, which at one point they kind of had a little back and forth, and I want to read about what he said about Carti as well. That's just gonna go with everything that I'm about to show you in this video. We're gonna go through a lot of pictures of him, because he got a lot of demonic tattoos, and just like his transformation from this guy right here with this purple sweater on to who he is right now. And, you know, without a doubt, you'll see. Honestly, we don't even need anything else, you know, like the stuff from the Rolling Loud concert. We're going to talk about that too. But you could just look at his pictures from this Carti to who he is now, and you can see everything that he's about. You know, this stuff, you know, he definitely sold his soul for what he has in that industry, and he agreed to it, and he manipulates the hell out of his fans in order to continue getting what he has, right? So with that being said, I think first, before we get into all the pictures and all that stuff, we'll go into that recent Rolling Loud concert. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the fans saying that it was very demonic. The energy was demonic. They felt like, you know, it was just a very, very dark concert. So I'm going to play that clip y'all probably seen before. But for the context in this video, we're going to go over it again and talk about it a little bit more. So check this out.
I don't know if y'all hear that mess behind me that I'm leaving. Something is not right with that. Jesus, in Jesus' name. I'm walking up and down through this Rolling Loud concert crying, clutching my pearls, because that sounds like some mess. I can't. Lord God, fix it. That's crazy. I don't even want y'all to hear this. That's how negative and demonic.
Now, in this article, they got word from a bunch of people that went to the show and was on social media talking about that there were actual demons present at his performance. They said people were setting fires, leaping over barricades, people was getting hurt. Someone said when Playboi Carti was screaming, it sounded like screeching from the dark pits of hell. They said they left his show praying to God. Someone said, I wouldn't even sit through his performance since everything about him screams diabolical. Another person said that the devil was definitely inside of the concert, meaning the energy that was created, the environment that was created, was to support the demons, was to support spirits, you know, like possession, the artist being possessed, people being possessed. It's all one big harvest of energy, of demonic energy. That's what those kind of sets and concerts are done for. It gets really dark. The music, his screams, the energy, the way he dressed, the intentions behind the spells that they're putting on the people that's there. That's what it's for. That's why people felt like that at the concert. These are regular people going to go watch their favorite artist. They're not thinking that they're going into the pits of hell. But when they get there, their souls, their spirits don't resonate with that kind of vibration, with that kind of energy. So that's why they immediately started leaving and feeling like, yo, I left praying to God, because you just felt something that was so dark. Your soul and shit wasn't ready. It just doesn't fall on that same frequency, because it's coming from somebody that practices that shit. And that's intentionally trying to put spells and harvest that energy, because it's powerful. People that study, you know, the demonic realm, they study being able to channel spirits. Remember that clip we just put in about when Pastor Darby said, you know, fame ain't about talent. It's about your ability to be able to channel and be possessed and, you know, allow the spirits to take over for you. That's what that is. And they know that. The fans don't know that. That's, you know, people like Uzi, Cardi, and Travis, they super manipulate their fans. You know, like, their music is terrible. And they just manipulate their fans because 95% of them are too dumb and they'll never really know what's going on. But that's what those kind of concerts are. And it's just living proof that it's very demonic. It's not blending metal and rock. No, it's not none of that. They have intention behind what they do. Goes back to that John Todd video we did. Everything is done with intentions to the viewers that have no idea what's being done. Just like in my most recent video that I put up on Patreon, where Beyonce was talking about it. Remember way back when Beyonce was like, she first felt, like she was like, it was the first time she felt something come into her and be possessed at her concert. That's when it happens, because they're gathering, they're harvesting the most energy from the people and the environment that's created to harvest and be possessed by these demons. They need this kind of energy, just like they need, you know, just like they need blood as a portal to enter into this world. They need your permission to enter into this world. They need that demonic energy as well to be able to enter into another human, or just be in that environment and create this dark, you know, portal, this dark energy that those people felt at that concert. You know, him and Travis Scott have very similar sets. You know, I think Cardi's gets a little bit more darker, but, you know, those people aren't lying and they aren't just talking shit. Even if they don't know exactly what's going on, they know they needed to pray to God. They know, you know, it didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? That alone lets us know what Cardi is really into. So just to go ahead and support that even more, now we'll take the time to read from the little back and forth that him and, you know, the activist had, and, you know, him calling him a devil worshiper and the fact that he sold his soul and played him for his style. But we'll get into it. I'm gonna show y'all the tweet. Now, this article goes on to say that Uno the activist went off on his cousin Playboi Carti last night in a series of since deleted tweets. The Fabo rapper accused Carti of stealing his style and selling his soul for fame. "This ain't no diss, but I would never sell my soul for the fame," Uno opened. "I would never change on my family over P. I would never friend my brother's enemy. I would never talk down on family so niggas don't fuck with him before they meet. All that devil worshiping, feeding statues is out." He also called Carti a snake. He said, "If someone shot my brother, I would never call the shooter my big homie, especially when these guys babies out here. Dudes look you in your eye and say, I can take your style because we family, and then never see you again. Once again, this ain't no diss, but I would never sell my soul for fame." Then says, "They selling their soul and getting hit for fame. The secret is out." And now with that picture that was just on the screen, when Carti got them red dreads, it definitely looked very zesty. It looked like he done did everything they asked of him to do. And it's the tweet of him saying, "They look you in your eye, take your style because we family." I'm sure pretty, you know, the people that are actually fans of Carti, they already knew about all this back and forth between him and Uno the activist. And he said, "Niggas want to be cool with the devil for what?" Now that makes sense, because, you know, that's kind of like the artists that really promote and push that image in order to sell records, like him, Trippie, Uzi, You know, they really push that demonic wave. And we're just talking about rappers, you know, we don't got to mention everybody that does it. But it's kind of like what I said in the beginning. It's like, why you want to be cool with the devil? What's, you know, I know the answer. Like, we know the answer on why they push, you know, the whole Satan wave, even with Cardi having that tattoo that says Satan on the back of his neck. You know, we all know why they push it, but it's just like, why can't it be something else? You know, why does it have to be the dark side? It's like, man, I swear what Pastor Darby said about it's fame is about your ability to be able to be used by demons and to be able to channel spirits and channel demons. It really makes me think about Cardi as well. Especially with his whole gimmick, you know, like I could keep stressing that point. It was, you know, along the lines of what I was explaining earlier in the video. And I guess it kind of answers my own question, like, why can't it be anything else but the devil? Like, it's quite simple because the people that run the industry, own the labels, this is what they want to push because this is an age old agenda. You know, we know the devil been doing this hundreds of years. And in order to simply be in that industry, this is what you must represent because this is what we represent, as in me speaking for the industry. That's what they represent. So anybody that comes in and is able to push it, if you're able to represent it, push it, channel it, let it be who you are, you're going to get even more push from us. I mean, look, Cardi got a little Baphomet, a little goat head, which is essentially a Baphomet symbol on his stomach. He has a cross. It's basically crossed out, like a crossed out cross in a sense. He has the 5-point star, which is basically a pentagram. He has a butterfly on his chest, which that could easily represent monarch programming. He has like an anarchy tattoo. He has the Mickey Mouse, which could also represent the monarch programming. These are like very random occultists. Like, this is very random, like how I said about Glorilla and them back in that one video. This is very random for a random young guy that came up from Atlanta, you know, whether he's from here or not, south side of Atlanta, raised up here. This is this kind of stuff you would not expect these people to be into. But they get introduced into that industry and meet certain people, this is what they become, and they become a channeler. And, you know, this is what they represent. That's why, you know, his day one homie exposing him. He took off. He got more famous. He was willing to do what he was supposed to do. And it's just that simple with Playboi Carti. It's that simple. You know, I wasn't going to make this video too long because I want to beat the bush on the subject. You know, it's plain to see with Playboi Carti. You know, there ain't no clips of him talking about the industry and all of that good stuff. You'll probably never hear that from this guy. He'll probably be pushing the same image until he's 35 years old. I did think it was worth doing a video on him. Y'all let me know what y'all think about it in the comments. Anything I might have missed, anything y'all want to add to it. You know, and yeah, man, so next video, I want y'all to stay tuned because we really going to dive deep into Pimp C. We're going to jump back on the recent news that his cousin dropped and a couple of people have decided to start talking about his death, the death scene, and, you know, all the juicy stuff that we didn't know about when we did the first Pimp C video on the channel. So y'all stay tuned for that, man. We're going to drop that video this weekend. You know, I just wanted to come on here and talk about Playboi Carti for a minute. So, you know, length-wise, y'all will get a much longer video with the Pimp C thing. And, yeah, man, with that being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.